entitled Governor's Recommended Budget, you'll see that the 99 legislature approved a budget of $118.5 million total funds for this agency and 77.96 FTE. Then there were some emergency board actions, and this only includes those through April of 2000. So for the general fund, you'll see there $950,000. That comprises two of the three allocations from the emergency board for OMSI. But the agency did, in fact, get all three allocations. But because of the way that the budgeting process works, you only see two reflected there. For the other funds, that includes the compensation increases that were, approved by the emergency board. There's a little bit of that in federal funds, but about $1.4 million of the federal funds granted by the emergency board had to do with federal funds for radioactive waste cleanup conservation projects and a, a telecommuting project. That kind of gives you an idea of what went on after the legislature adjourned, what went on during the interim. So that brings you to the 99-2001 legislatively approved budget, and I'll just give you the total there, $185.9 million, and the same number of FTE, 77.96. The next section is entitled Base Budget Adjustments, and these are pretty standard categories for agencies' budgets. First one has to do with primarily with the roll-up cost as a result of the salary increases not being implemented at the beginning of the 99-01 biennium. There was one granted in October of 99 and one January 01. So what this adjustment does is reflect the full biennial cost for 2001-03 for those salary adjustments. Then there's a breakout of says 2001-03 merit increases. I believe that actually is just the cost for the second, if employees are eligible for a second merit increase during the biennium, that's what that category addresses, not both merit increases, but just the second one. If you turn the page over then, I'll just go back to the emergency board actions because I missed a rather large one, which is the non-limited other funds of $64.6 million. And that's from some bond refunding that was done during the 99-01 biennium. It wasn't actually an emergency board action, but a Department of Administrative Services administrative action. So now if you flip back over to that second page, you'll see a base debt service adjustment. It's a negative $38.3 million, and that, too, is related to the bond refunding, the one-time bond refunding, and reflects a reduction in bond payments in the loan program. And next, you'll see a $17 million increase in the base, and that's to compensate for anticipated increased loan activity in 2001-03. The agency anticipates, because of things like the energy crisis, there'll be some renewed interest in conservation activities, renewable resources, and the like, and there'll be an increase in the loan proceeds distributed for those projects. So that brings you to a total base budget, all funding sources of $165.1 million. And actually, I neglected to mention on the previous page, there is a base budget adjustment both in other funds and federal funds, and that has to do with the revised PERS actuarial calculations. So that's what those two amounts are for. Then you get into the essential packages. That includes things like making adjustments for savings or increased costs as to what's expected to be saved or incurred as a result of staff turnover. And you'll see there that that's $27,634 total funds. It also includes some adjustments for those personal services costs that aren't in the automated system. So, for example, the mass transit tax that's charged to agencies, you'll see that that's compensated for in that package. Package 020 is the OMSI phase out of $950,000 general fund. Package 030 is the inflation package for the agency, and that's pretty much the standard 2.5% general inflation amount. There are some exceptions to that. For example, they get 3.5% for professional services. And it also includes any changes in their state government service charges, which the agencies, as you've probably heard, don't really have a lot of control over. You turn to the next page then. That will give you the current service level budget for the agency, and that is a total of $164.4 million total funds and 76.94 FTE. And then below that, you'll see the policy packages listed there. And there are none for the loan program, but there are two for operations, and they're summarized there. And I'll give you the detail of those. The $1.4 million would be the support, the general fund support for OMSI. And you'll see in the LFO budget adjustment column a negative $500,000. And that's a reduction to reflect the co-chair's directions, basically, because of the budgetary constraints that are being faced for the 2001-03 biennium. So that would provide a $900,000 general fund appropriation for OMSI, as opposed to the 1.4 that's in the governor's budget. Also for operations, there's a package that would provide funding for a conservation position related to the implementation of Senate Bill 1149 and its conservation provisions. This position would be funded through the public purpose charge that's collected as a result of Senate Bill 1149. The package also includes some professional services for database development related to the activities required by Senate Bill 1149. And there's a slight LFO recommended adjustment of $190 other funds, and that's the PERS adjustment because the package was calculated using the old rates versus the new rates. So that brings you down at the bottom. You'll see totals by fund type, and that would provide $900,000 general fund, $14,846,760 other funds, $7,044,272 federal funds, and $142,638,525 non-limited other funds, and that's the loan program, for a total of $165,429,557 and 77.94 FTE. So if you'll look at your memo now.
Can I ask a question? Please.
I got lost.
Senator Dukes.
Under the 020 package, I thought you said that $950,000 had to do with OMSI?
Madam Chair and Senator Dukes, what that is that reflects the funding for this biennium that was granted by the emergency board. It actually only reflects two of the payments because the third payment occurred after April of 2000, and so it's not reflected in the calculation, the buildup of the budget. So those are two $475,000 payments, one that was given in December of 99 and one in April of 2000 to the Office of Energy, and what that reduction does is just phase those amounts out of the budget rather than continue them as part of the current service level.
Okay.
And then the funding that's being requested for 0103 is in a policy package of $1.4
million.
Gotcha. In the memo that I provided to you, in addition to what I've already discussed, the PERS reductions, the reduced funding for OMSI. I'm also recommending that you appropriate the remaining $900,000 for OMSI to the emergency fund as a special purpose appropriation for OMSI's debt service on the Office of Energy loan. And this is similar to what was done for 9901. I'm sure you realize they the Office of Energy came three times to report on OMSI's financial status and to request allocation of the special purpose appropriation, and I'm just recommending that you continue that same practice. Mm-hmm. So below that recommendation, you'll see that I'm recommending that you adopt a budget note to that effect. And then finally, if you do have concerns about whether or not the provisions in current law, that is in Senate Bill 1149, are going to go forward because of all the discussions about the energy crisis and restructuring in Oregon, one of the things that you could do with the policy package for the conservation analyst is to unschedule the funding for that until basically the legislative session is over and you know which direction that whole issue has gone, the whole policy of restructuring or not. And all unscheduling does is make the expenditure limitation unavailable to the agency. It doesn't take it out of their budget, and all that's required to give them the authority then to spend the funds, use the expenditure limitation, is for DAS to do what's called rescheduling. So it's just an administrative process. It's not like they would have to come back to the emergency board to request additional other funds expenditure limitation, but it would be subject to this condition, and then DAS would reschedule it should that condition occur. If you flip the page over, what I've recapped for you there is just the specific amendments that are needed for the actual appropriations bill. And I'll just quickly go over those. That would be to delete Section 1, which provides for the general fund appropriation of $1.4 million. In line 8, you would change the other funds expenditure limitation to $14,846,760. In line 15, you would change the federal funds expenditure limitation to $7,044,272. I've been informed by the agency that in Section 3, this reference to an energy-efficient construction account is not needed because the account no longer exists. So I would recommend that you take that language out. And then finally, I would recommend that you add a new section which essentially sets up the special purpose appropriation in the emergency fund and also indicates that the funding would be provided in two blocks. The first would be $500,000, the second would be $400,000 for a total of $900,000, but so it would be kind of a declining support through the biennium for OMSI. If they for some reason didn't need the additional funding from the state, then this section would also provide that if any monies remain unallocated or unobligated after November 1st, 2002, those funds would revert to the general purpose emergency fund. And that.
Questions or comments?
The budget recommendation dealing with Senate Bill 1149. Where do I find that on the back? I can't find my bill, so.
It's not amended in this statute.
Right. Madam Chair and Senator Dukes. Yeah. Okay. It doesn't require a bill amendment.
It doesn't need a
budget.
It would
go in the budget report. It doesn't even need a
report. It's a verbal written statement to Department Administrative Services to unschedule funds. They can reschedule the funds anytime.
Okay.
And it doesn't tie their hands.
I got it.
Trust me, it's keep peace in the family.
I appreciate that, too. I just hope we're not going to unschedule funds every time somebody gets an idea that they didn't like what we did last session. So
no, this is administrative function that occurs most legislative sessions.
Yes, it does.
The Okay. Mr. Savage, do you wish to come forward and speak to the LFO recommendation?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, I'll talk about the bonds and loan payment. The governor's office, the governor's recommended budget proposed $1.4 million. Because that, coupled with what was anticipated that OMSI could make out of full loan payments, would, out of their operations, which has been averaging about $450,000 a year, which is actually more than they've been generating net revenues, is enough to make loan payments. So that's why the governor's office, proposed that specific number for $1.4 million. Let me give you what the $900,000 will do. Assuming that the OMSI will continue to provide payments of $450,000 a year out of operations, will it allow, in a sense, most but not all of the interest on the loan and none of the principal? So that what we would probably be looking at from a financial end, I think Nancy took a look from their end in terms of either cutting services, or from our end, we'd probably sit down with them the second year and relook at our workout agreement, which is necessary under our loan. It's called a forbearance agreement.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
How much contingency fund does the Department of Energy have on hand?
Madam Chair, Senator Hannon, right now probably about $10 million, $11 million.
Contingency fund?
Contingency reserve.
If it were decided upon that the governor wanted to come to the E-Board during the interim and ask for a request from the contingency fund, could those funds be given by Department of Energy to help offset the loan of OMSI?
Madam Chair, Senator Hannon, our contingency reserve is exactly for, essentially our contingency word is a part of our loan program finance. And it's for necessary, it's almost the cushion that you need to, for this kind of a situation exactly. In effect, that would be one of potentially is that we could reduce our contingency reserve if we find out in our forbearance agreement that OMSI cannot really generate any really more than $450,000. That effectively is what would happen. Okay. Now, at the same time, I have to, you know, right now this is our only trouble loan because I think we, but we always have things happen.
Yeah, no, I understand your explanation, but I wanted it covered for the subcommittee.
Right.
The co-chairs didn't take this issue lightly. We have a budget that everybody's holding the line on $5.2 billion for schools. To come for $5.2 billion for schools means you have to take draconian cuts in other departments and other agencies. This is one of many that you're going to be asked to belly up to the bar and assume this session if you want to maintain schools at $5.2 billion, as the governor has indicated. So this is the first exorcist missile across the bow of your ship, with many to follow.
Madam Chair, if I could just also add that another possible safety net for this issue is that when the Office of Energy does come, assuming it does come for the special purpose appropriation, it has the option to ask for any of the unallocated and unreserved general purpose emergency fund also. The caveat being that at this point you don't know what level that is, what the emergency fund amount will be in total, and that they would be competing with all the other emergencies that happened during the interim that put pressure on that emergency fund.
Representative Bowman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to say that I appreciate this conversation because I would have been very uncomfortable voting for a cut not knowing what the outcome would be, that if they weren't able to raise the money, that there were alternatives to the alternative plan in place. Having said that, I feel a lot better about supporting what the recommendation is because there's an opportunity to make sure that we're not cutting off our nose despite our face. And I'm sure we'll see lots of bills that will give us that opportunity later this session. So.
And I think also that this points up the difficulty that we're going to have as we progress through the budgets, because it's very, very hard to find programs that aren't worthy of funding, that are funded already. There are no shortage of very great things that the state is funding. But I think Senator Hannon's comments are really describe the situation very clearly, that we are not in a position to fund everything that we're funding now.
Madam Chair, I'd like to respond. And the co-chairs didn't take lightly this. I want the record to reflect that I've been a longtime sponsor of or supporter of OMSI. My wife and I have a grandparent package that we've held for about 4 years for our children, grandchildren, to go to OMSI. So this is not an issue that we take lightly. But knowing that there was some possible backup position rather than total foreclosure gave me a sense of comfort that at least LFO gave us an avenue in which we could explore.
Excellent.
Nice. Representative Nolan.
And if I might, Madam Chair, I also appreciate the insight that you've provided, Senator Hannon, into alternative solutions. I appreciate the need to be extremely frugal in the general fund budgets, and I want to support that effort, particularly if it gets us to a $5.2 billion allocation for K through 12. And I also think that it's important for us to let OMSI know that we want to be their partner and that we expect them to do as much as they can, as much as they've been doing and more, but that we are their partner. And if they put in sincere and dedicated efforts and come up a little short, that we will work with them to find a way to backfill on that. I was leaning toward voting against the amendments, but with that understanding and the opportunity that it presents us to keep the K through 12 budget whole, I will support the amendments.
And thank you, Mr. Savage. Appreciate your comments. Does the Department of Administrative Services wish to comment? At this time, then, the chair will accept a motion on DAS's recommended budget.
Madam Chair.
Oh, I'm sorry. LFO's recommended budget with the amendments. Whoops.
Madam Chair, I'd like to move that we pass the Department of Energy's LFO recommended budget to the full Ways and Means Senate Bill 5515 with a due pass.
The
as amended.
It's as amended.
We're willing
amended.
To make the assumption that there we've discussed this as much as we need to. If anybody wishes to make a statement, they're very welcome to make it. Otherwise, I would direct the committee staff to call the roll.
Is this
you
on the motion to amend?
Chair, did you want to answer there? Do you want me to?
Could I ask staff, is this a motion to amend or to send to the full?
Madam Chair and Senator Hannon, my understanding it's a combined motion to adopt LFO's recommended budget, which would include the amendments and, along with a due pass recommendation to the full Ways and Means Committee.
So may.
Yep, that's what you said.
That's what I said.
That's what I thought you said.
Very well, too.
Aye.
Senator
Hannon?
Aye.
Senator
Hayden?
Aye.
Senator
Hayden? Aye.
Senator
Bowman?
Yes.
Senator Krieger?
Aye.
Senator Nolan?
Aye.
Senator
Morgan? Aye.
The motion passes. Thank you very much, Senator Hannon. Carriers on this one, the full Ways and Means carrier. Senator Hayden, would you do the honors on this one?
I'd be happy to, Chair Morgan.
House
Senator?
Senator?
Oh, what's his name?
Sorry, Representative Crawford, maybe a high side carrier for this bill.
I would be pleased to.
I think we ought to give this to Farioli.
Consider it done. Farioli would be the side carrier.
Rest of us take hours off.
If I could just make one more announcement, Madam Chair. The Office of Energy did bring, for those of you who want some late night reading, the book on Hanford to which they referred yesterday. So there are a couple copies if you'd like to look at it.
Thank you for your efficiency.
Good stuff. We will reconvene tomorrow and hear the Land Use Board of Appeals budget. And so there being no more business before the committee, it is adjourned.
Madam